The issue came up in the form of a resolution. It supported the City of Cake's request for state money to fund an environmental impact statement for the state's proposal that would combine the Petersburg Cake electrical intertie with the road to Cake. The combined project is estimated to cost as much as $185 million. The City Council heard testimony from several members of the public, including Petersburg's Becky Knight, who cited earlier studies suggesting that Cake could meet its power needs by developing local sources of hydro or wind power at a fraction of the cost of the state's intertie proposal.
I do not understand in an era when we all need to tighten our belts that such expensive projects like the one this resolution considers are being pursued when just as effective lower-cost alternatives exist. In conclusion, I think we are asking for a Hummer when a Chevy would get the job done just fine.
Another member of the public, Don Koenigs, agreed there was some potential for Cake to develop its own local power sources, but he emphasized a bigger picture than just an intertie to Cake.
This intertie that is being proposed with from a connection from Petersburg into the system to Cake is only one segment of a lake that would bring an intertie throughout southeast Alaska. If we're going to look in the long-term future and not just think of Cake alone, but think of how we're going to put a grid system in throughout southeast Alaska so we can get away from fossil fuels and have an alternative route to be able to generate electricity on either side of Petersburg, then we need to, this is only one link that is going from Petersburg to Cape.
Koenigs is a former Petersburg mayor with experience in road building, engineering, and power issues. He's currently one of Petersburg's representatives to the Thomas Bay Power Commission, which runs the Tai'i hydroelectric plant serving Petersburg and Wrangell. While Koenigs supported the resolution, he did not agree with the state's preferred route along the north shore of Kuprinoff Island. Thought it would be too difficult to construct and too exposed to the weather there. Instead, Koenigs encouraged the council to pursue the so-called central route, which he thought would be much easier to build and maintain. That central route, however, does run through federal wilderness, so it would take an act of Congress to approve it. The northern route is particularly controversial because it starts within the boundaries of the small, roadless city of Kuprinoff, which passed a resolution against that plan. Kuprinoff's Mike Stainbrook re-emphasized that concern to the Petersburg City Council Monday night.
I appreciate that this council recognizes the recent resolution made by the city of Kuprinoff opposing the construction of any road within the city limits of Kuprinoff. Remaining a roadless community has been a matter of City of Kuprinoff planning policy since 1984. I would specifically ask that the Petersburg City Council not only recognize but respect the City of Kuprinoff's planning policies in present and future decisions.
The resolution before the Petersburg Council Monday recognized Kuprinoff's concerns as well as Cake's, and it noted that the council was not willing to endorse a specific route for the project until an environmental study of the three alternative routes, north, central, and south, had been completed. While the city councilors did not endorse a specific route Monday, they were supportive of the Cake electrical intertie in general. Even if Cake could produce its own local hydropower and wanted to sell the excess to Petersburg, Councilor Lee Corio saw the intertie as an opportunity. Like Don Koenigs, Corio looked at it as part of a future southeast-wide power grid.
We have to realize that if we can develop this grid system, it's only going to benefit us if others have some to send and we're sending into the system and we're able to have more than enough power to meet our own needs and then subsequently be able to sell off that power to other entities, whether it's to BC or Washington or whoever wants it. It's going to be a real asset, and this is where the nation is looking for these kinds of assets. This is Southeast answer to the gas pipeline, really, as far as a natural resource. And the beauty of it is that you don't deplete it. It goes on and on. It just keeps on giving.
The council passed the resolution unanimously. It supports an appropriation to the Alaska Department of Transportation in 2010 for the expense of an environmental impact study of the three road and intertie alternatives. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.